Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like here as we launch into the second hour of the program. You can talk about anything here. On the way tonight, the apparently crackdown against physical bitcoins. Pretty scary story. We're going to share that with you. In addition, Mark has an email that is, I guess, relating to some extent to a discussion we had earlier this week about Christianity. So we'll get into that. And also, progressive libertarians. What's that all about? First, though, to the phones and the fun. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
All right, let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. Jason is listening in Missouri to LRN.FM. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan. Love the show. I was calling because is government needed to defend the defenseless? That's the question that I have. Is in the Missouri Department of Conservation in Missouri protects wildlife, and they have a lot of refugees and areas where there's wildlife that wouldn't live otherwise if it weren't for the government's Department of Conservation protecting that land and allowing, like, animals to live there. And I think that that's a really neat thing. And I really like the Free State Project, but how would you defend wildlife in a situation like that? Because they can't go to court, you know, and they can't. Does that make any sense?
Sure. I think that sort of the environmental angle is one of the biggest challenges to the ideas of liberty, frankly. I think that, you know, there's a few areas where, A, people haven't been really great at explaining things, and B, it's difficult to sort of imagine easily what life would be like. And the fact is, the government's terrible at protecting wildlife. You can see where in Africa is a really great example, where elephants are allowed to be farmed, essentially hunted, and
some
and
parts of Africa,
but where, the parts of Africa where elephants are able to be farmed, essentially, they thrive, and the parts where they are protected by the government, they are
dwindling.
It's
due to poachers.
It's bad news.
Oh.
So government, government here, they let ranchers ranch on the land. As you know, the well-connected ranchers get to ranch on the land. They at first the land's protected, but then we're going to let you drill here, and you know, like, you don't really have any control over this protected land.
Okay,
the story that I heard about the Missouri Conservation, the Department of Conservation, is that the wild turkeys in the state of Missouri were about to be extinct, but because the government instituted something to protect the wild turkeys, they were able to, you know, to now we have actually plenty of wild turkeys in Missouri,
right.
But at the time we didn't.
So I would say, you know, when it comes to wild birds or wild any animal, the problem with the government solution is as an animal becomes, I forget what the term is, but
endangered.
You can't do anything with an endangered animal.
You can't own it.
It's illegal for you to own it. It's illegal for you to do anything with it. The government says hands off. But there are plenty of people like you that would love to try and help an endangered animal in whatever way they can. And
we hunt deer, and I hunt wild turkey, I hunt pheasant, but even as a hunter, I appreciate the Missouri Department of Conservation, because if it weren't for it, there'd be a lot fewer deer for me to hunt, because they'd be hunted a lot more often than here. And I'm not.
Well, you're presuming that may be true and that may not. And let me address that. Let's just address hunting. So I can address turkeys and I can address hunting. Let me address turkeys first. So, when I was looking to buy a piece of property, I wanted to. I had this big vision of building, a condominium complex when I was down in Florida. It's been some time. We were looking around, and I was dealing with a real estate agent, and apparently this piece of property we were looking at had been scouted out because somebody thought there was a scrub jay there. Scrub jay is a protected animal, and he says if you find a scrub jay nest, destroy it with fire as quickly as you can. Now, let me ask you. Are the laws in Florida protecting scrub jays good or bad for scrub jays? That's a question.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it incentivizes people to, because if you've got this scrub jay on your land, essentially your land becomes unbuildable. you can't build there because you've got an endangered species that's living on the land.
The law is written to protect the scrub jay so that if you find one, you're not allowed to do anything with your land anymore because they have to protect the scrub jay. So in order for you to get the value out of your land, you don't want anybody to know there's a scrub jay there. You kill it. You get rid of it.
Right, and so that's one way that endangered species laws can be a real problem. I'm not saying the Missouri Conservation Department or whatever hasn't been successful. There's no doubt that sometimes government programs can be successful. I'm not going to say that. The question is whether or not the ideas of, you know, the conservation can exist within the ideas of liberty. And
market, people would have to donate their own money to the cause to stop it. But then how would you defend deer anyway? Like, how could you say in a free society you can't shoot that deer? I mean, I guess
it's called private property. If I may jump in on this, it's called private property. So the idea of private property being that you get to decide what the rules are on your land. So if I want to have a big swath of land, Mark, you have 11 acres or something like that.
Yeah, the whopping 11 acres.
If I want a big, well, I mean, compared to my tenth of an acre, it's pretty big. If you don't want people on your land, then you can tell them to not come on your land. You can post signs, you can build fences, whatever you feel like you need to do.
No deer allowed.
Or no people allowed. And that way the deer can flourish on your land. Beyond that, you can also breed animals. If you're legally able to own the animals, you can also breed them. So if shortage is an issue, look at cows. There's no shortage of cows. You can go out there and, you know, there's as many cows as you might possibly want. I mean, and Mark, you're breeding pigs. Well, not anymore. They got sent to the slaughterhouse. But
we call the slaughterhouse heaven.
You were breeding pigs, and you had 8 pigs on your property. You could have had more had you wanted to do more of that. So let people control their own land, and then all of a sudden you'll find that people that are interested in helping animals flourish will do whatever they can to assist that. Great example is the Audubon Society. So I'll give you a concrete, real-life example of this working today. The Audubon Society, as I understand what they do, purchases large swaths of land, and it's their goal to keep the land pristine in its natural order, its natural environment, and they don't sell it. They don't sell it to developers. They don't let anybody go and hunt on that land. They take care of the land, and they take care of the animals that inhabit that land.
And somebody probably poaches.
It's kind of changing the subject. In an event kind of like the movie Blackfish that's coming out, where it's about the dolphins and the Shamu type, what are those things? Orca, the orca out of Canada at Marineland, I think it was called. Well, these animals, these people are paying money to come watch these animals at these marine parks, but the animals are actually being treated terribly, and they're using chlorine to clean out the tanks, and they have like chemical rashes on the animals. Mm-hmm. And so the government there is supposed to have even all these tight laws to defend these animals, but they're apparently not doing anything. And
well, what a surprise. A big corporation gets the favor of the state in that particular case. I think the best thing you can do in those cases is to out those people publicly and show the world what it is that they're up to.
In a free society, that'd be the only way to protect those animals, would be to basically get people to stop going there by protesting.
The flip side of that is to understand that in today's society, the corporations are in bed with the government. It's almost one and the same. So the corporation will actually lobby the government to pass a law that says that everything that they're doing is legitimate and laws to keep you out from exposing the truth of the matter. So the reality in today's world, corporations create laws through government to prevent you and I from knowing the truth about their product and about their methods.
They're making it illegal in some states. They've made it illegal, or they're attempting to make it illegal. I don't have the story in front of me, but they're making it illegal to go into slaughterhouses for activists to get jobs in slaughterhouses and go in and do filming. And frankly, the filming is the only effective way, free market or not, to expose these people and to get to see a substantial change, because it's the outside pressure. Once the corporation sees their slaughterhouse or whatever on the news, their sea land on the news, and oh boy, this is bad news. That's pressure.
It's a great thing to want to protect animals and land, but if you can't come up with ways to do it without turning to the threat of violence, which is the use of the state, then it's time to think a little harder. And I thank you, Jason, for the call. It's a great question. Appreciate the discussion tonight.
Welcome
up. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you have that option. And you can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com, download archives, click download as many episodes as you want. They go all the way back to 2006, all for free, freetalklive.com.
The Federal Housing Administration is lowering its limit for qualifying FHA, the lowering its limit for loans that can qualify for FHA financing. So what that means is they're lowering by $100,000 the top amount that one can get, with which one can get an FHA loan. That makes it, narrows the possibility. And this is happening in a lot of major areas around the country. If you are considering getting an FHA loan, you should call the Mortgage Minute guy right now, because he can make sure that you get a ticket number that will give you three more months. This is going on in very short order, by the end of the year, essentially. So you can get three more month extension to get your loan filed and everything if you call the Mortgage Minute guy right now. FHA loans are particularly desirable for a few reasons, among them a low down payment, very low down payment, and the loan is assumable upon sale by the buyer. So this is pretty rare that you can reassign a loan to somebody else. Usually your loan is your loan. It needs to be satisfied at the sale, and then the other person, they can get a loan too. Not with an FHA loan. It can be assumable. So rates are great right now, and they're likely to go up into the future. Call MortgageMinuteGuy.com now at 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
You know, before we get to the email that you want to share tonight, Mark, I do have a couple other thoughts I wanted to throw out there regarding protecting land and protecting animals and the kind of common turn to the government. We need the government. The government, this is what they're here for. They got to protect the innocent, the animals, the land. Well, as it turns out, when you look at the government land management, and I think you touched on this somewhat, Dr. Mary Ruart does a great job in her book, Healing Our World, addressing both of these issues. She shows that by using the government for these purposes, you actually create the opposite of your intentions. So you touched on, for instance, in Africa, how in some places it's legal to own elephants and to breed them. In other places, it's illegal to own them because they're endangered. You can't allow someone to own them.
They're also really charismatic megafauna.
And it turns out that the prohibition on ownership results in their extinction, because that ivory is still pretty valuable on the black market, and the poachers are very, very interested in acquiring it, so they do, and they will take the risks necessary to acquire that ivory, and those elephants stay dead. By owning the elephants, they can flourish. There are other examples of that happening with other species in other places, but also the land itself is another issue, because if you let the government handle land management, then they really botch it up. And one of the ways they do that, and again, this is something you touched on as well, is that they will lease the land. So in a lot of cases, when you hear about, the corporations are clear-cutting forests. Well, guess what? The corporations that clear-cut forests don't actually own the forests. They're going into government, typically government-managed land. They're going in under some sort of an agreement with the Bureau of Land Management or whichever state bureaucracy might be involved. And they're going in under a lease agreement, and they're the ones that are strip mining. They're the ones that are clear cutting. They're the ones that are destroying those natural resources, because the corporations at that point, because they're just leasing it, have no interest. Same difference between tenants and a homeowner. You know, yeah, you can get some good tenants who might take good care of your property. You could also get some tenants that put holes in the walls and pour concrete down the drain and, you know, all kinds of bad things.
But even with a lease, you typically have a clause in there that you have to leave the place in decent shape. In a lot of these cases, when the government leases the land to these companies, they are allowed explicitly to cut all these trees down or strip mine, whatever it is that they're being allowed to do. So they have absolutely no incentive whatsoever to leave any value on the land when they're done.
Whereas if they own the property, then they do have an incentive to take care of the land, because then someday they might want to sell that
land. They would be invested in it.
Or in the case of, a logging company, they want to keep using the land because it's their land and they know they can grow more trees on it and they'll plant more trees. Whereas, again, if they're just leasing it, they can just strip the trees and then move on to the next plot of land.
Well, you and I just hiked a piece of logging land where they had done some, relatively recently, done some cutting. And what they'll do is they'll basically cut logging roads into it and cut the trees out in sort of 20-foot wide strips or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they leave the trees around there to hold the soil in as best they can. So they maintain better practices on their own land.
Yeah, so keep private property creates the correct incentives for conservation and for sustainability and for protection. Will there be some examples of a corporation doing something bad?
Sure there will.
Of course there will. But in the instance of people actually having private property, then if you can show that there's some sort of pollutant that they've been, you know, leaking onto your land, or that they've been poaching your animals, or whatever it is, you know, whatever the violation would be, then you've got a case against that organization.
And you have somebody to hold accountable. You can't hold the government accountable. There's the person... Nope. Who works in government, who spills the toxins into the soil, that person will never be held accountable to you if that poison leaks onto your land. I mean, it's just not going to happen. So the people who own the land, they can be held accountable. Government, you can't.
Now, of course, a tough, I guess, iteration of this issue is, well, what about the oceans? I mean, you go to the BP oil spill that happened a few years ago in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember, there was a cap. There was, I think it was a $75 million cap, which is chump change for BP on as far as what their liability was for funding that cleanup operation. Guess who else paid? Guess who paid above the $75 million?
Well, actually, BP went above the cap, as I understand it, in order to...
save face?
Yeah, that's essentially the reason. Yeah. But I don't know what the cap was. I'm not going to go with your $75
million. That's
I don't
know
what I
recall.
The number was. Yeah.
It was... pretty piddly.
But as I understand it, BP actually went above the cap in order to, you know, look better, because this was a terrible embarrassment to them. Now, this would be a terrible embarrassment whether the government was in play or not. The government leveling a fine against BP is really kind of ludicrous.
Now, don't forget, the government inspector in the case of the BP operation was going to the platform, having sex with the men who were working there, and I think doing drugs with them as well. So, you know, the idea that the government inspectors are going to be the ones that are going to take care of things is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was quite a sordid story behind, was the Minerals Management, whatever the organization was?
Yeah, I don't know.
Federal Minerals Management? I can't remember exactly what it was. Yeah, it was a crazy story, and there's no doubt about it. I'm not saying that the world would be in perfect, pristine condition in a world, you know, a more free world, but I'm not so sure that everything that we claim here about the government doing a great job is always true. The government seems to get a pass when they're the worst. The United States government's the worst polluter in the country.
They're worse than, according to Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, and she cites all of her sources in there, so feel free to go and dig into that. She actually has a free version of the book at her website, ruart.org, I believe? Maybe .com. Anyway, R-U-W-A-R-T. She's got some very interesting information that I think is quite enlightening, and that does show the government is the worst polluter, worse than the top four corporate polluters combined, the U.S. military, of course, being the worst branch of the government polluters. More coming up here in moments. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE.
Ruart.com.
Ruart.com. All right, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go.
Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Hey, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. You can also join Marcus on his website. Well, sort of. He doesn't really make appearances there, but his brilliant mind does in the form of Brainless Tales. What is it, Marcus?
It's a daily webcomic, single panel. So it doesn't really follow a storyline or anything. It's, lots of puns. So just a single panel, something every day. They're meant to be quick, you know? Like, I don't like to spend a lot of time on things, so that's how my comic is. It's something you can usually digest in about 10 seconds and then go about your day.
If that. I mean, really, yeah. It's fast to go to BrainlessTales.com, and you do it 7 days a week?
Yes, I've done it every day for over 6 years.
You must really enjoy it.
I do. It's an art project for me is what it's been, you know? So it's obviously I made a commitment to it, and I've stuck with it. It actually spawned out of, I used to run a site where I did a lot of Flash games and Flash animation many years ago, and that took a lot of time to create that kind of stuff, and I wanted to do something that I could produce more often, and I committed to every day.
And it's so, great stuff, by the way, and free, of course, but there are some neat things you can buy, like mugs and shirts and even greeting cards at BrainlessTales.com.
Are you worried about the government confiscating IRAs or confiscating gold or nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes? I think you can pretty much count on that one. Or maybe even worse, imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad. Like all these restrictions, likely most of the restrictions that have come down as far as travel goes internationally, have basically been handed down by the U.S. State Department to foreign countries. I think that the most obvious one is that you need a passport to cross borders into Canada and Mexico now, where previously you're able to do it with a driver's license. Well, Do you know the State Department can yank that passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some government bureaucracy? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to leave then, would you? Some people suggest leaving the U.S., but if you've got a spouse, a family, kids, mortgage, job, all that, you may not be ready to pack your bags and watch the whatever's going to happen to the United States from afar. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing that information live at a very special, very intimate event in Las Vegas this January, the 23rd through the 25th. The event is called Passport to Freedom. You'll also learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country. Ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this 3-day event. Peter Schiff will be keynoting there. Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine will be there. As a matter of fact, Dollar Vigilante will also be there. Jeff Berwick. As an official radio partner of the event, we've secured an early bird offer for our listeners. But you have to go to passport.freetalklive.com to get it. And get your tickets today because this very personal, very intimate event is all about taking action. You'll learn stuff that you can't find online. This new material is something you can put into play immediately. Get your tickets today, passport.freetalklive.com.
All right, so lots to discuss here tonight, including an attack on physical bitcoins. It's a horrible story that we can share with you here. But also, Mark, you wanted to share with us an email that you received from some of the supporters of Free Talk Live. I don't know if it's public information, but
yeah. An amplifier. And
it helped out a lot with the fundraising that we've been doing recently.
Right, and, I felt really bad from where this lady was coming from. Today I posted something on the wall at Free Talk Live. It wasn't anything that I was necessarily going to talk about on the show, but I post content throughout the day that I find interesting on the wall in order to,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm sharing stuff, right? And I saw a little Kickstarter video for a movie about some kids that were essentially being kidnapped and sent off to boarding schools to fix them of their gayness or a variety of other sort of troubles that a teen might have.
Kidnapped by whom?
Yeah, I actually saw this video because you posted it. I saw that it came up in my feed because I follow Free Talk Live. And it was about a documentary that they're making.
Yep.
Apparently there's groups that run some camps in foreign countries.
Yeah, it was in, I think, Haiti or Dominican Republic or something is where one of these folks were. And they did interviews, and it sounds like a really interesting project. And I think it's called Kidnap for Christ. Is that sound
I think
right
that's
to you?
What it was. And but it was they would take kids from the United States, and they would send them to camp in a foreign country.
Now,
who is doing this?
Who's doing it?
Well, the parents
essentially
of the kids
parents. I mean,
would sign them up for a camp that the kid didn't want to go to.
And they're going.
I'd say it's a stretch to call that kidnapping.
Normally
you have to take a child from a parent in order for it to be kidnapping.
All right.
I guess you could say you're taking them against child's wishes, in which case you're still aggressing.
These are adults by my definition, in that they're 16 or 17.
Oh, so they're older teens.
Yeah, older teens. Okay. They generally don't have drug problems and homosexuality problems when you're talking about below 12.
I was experimenting below 12 with being with a man. Young man.
Fine. Whatever the story is. I'm just saying that the people that were in this were shaving, all right?
Okay.
And when I looked at this, what I thought to myself is, my God, this is extreme. Whereas I think that some people thought, those darn Christians are so dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I posted on the wall, and it pretty quickly devolved into, those Christians are dumb, their religion is
Christian
hate.
Bashing.
Yeah, it was just basically Christian bashing. And, I think that Free Talk Live skirts that line as close as one can go without doing it. Because I know that I've got a lot of sort of pain and disruption around.
You're upfront about that. I mean, we had a lengthy conversation a few days ago here on Free Talk Live about Satanism, actually, and that led to conversations about Christianity and And you know, people are frustrated by hearing those things.
Well, mostly what I was clear on is what upsets me is talk of hell. I don't really care about whatever your religion is. You know, whatever your religion is, that's cool with me. It's the talk of hell that I find so damaging because it
sure,
really changes the equation.
Fundamental aspect of Christianity.
No, it's not. It is not. There's plenty of Christian denominations.
Are you kidding me? I mean, usually the Christians are shoving the hell message down people's throats. That's how they motivate people.
There's so many different factions of Christians, right? Like, I studied with Jehovah's Witnesses for many years. Really? They don't believe in hell at all. Hmm. They believe when people die, they just go into the ground. And, you know, their explanation of things is very different than what I learned, you know, growing up.
And hell is introduced in many of the religions, but did you find hell to be pushed heavily in the, was it Presbyterian church that you went to?
I honestly don't recall.
They don't really push it in, like, the Methodists, the Presbyterians. Okay. These folks aren't going to push it as much. This is much more a Pentecostal and a Baptist thing.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's what really lights me up, so it's what I tend to concentrate on, because this is, you know, this is what causes the rift in my mind. But... I also want, I guess what I want from this letter is I want to, you know, find a better way to communicate with, you know, liberty-minded individuals, voluntarists and that sort that are Christians. Because there's a lot of them, probably most of them in the liberty movement are Christians, but they get beat up a lot. And anyway, let me read this thing. It's from
please.
Jamie. So she says, "Hi, Mark. I asked her to write this email. She kind of IM'd me. So she says, I'll repeat some of my first message here. And I'm finding more and more libertarian and voluntarists seem to be almost hateful towards Christians and super judgmental. Also by pinning certain stereotypes on Christians. By the way, Jamie is a preterist, which I think is the fascinating idea.
Preterist.
So, like, you know, many people believe that Christians think that, you know, everything that's in Revelations, that there's going to be these terrible end times or whatever. Preterists believe all this stuff happened at around 33 to 40 AD.
Meaning that we're in the end... No,
all that stuff's fulfilled. Yeah. Now all you have to do is have a relationship with Jesus. That's the,
you're
going to
have to explain
idea.
That more, because I'm confused and never heard of it before. More in moments here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control here at 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733, and join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can get your holiday shopping done right now or at your convenience. Maybe you're driving, probably not a good idea to do holiday
Please
shopping.
Please don't
while
do holiday shopping while driving.
You can, when you are at a computer terminal, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you will have access to our Amazon links as well as Newegg. You click into whatever is the right Amazon for you. For instance, maybe you live in the UK or Canada. We've got those Amazons. Also, US Amazon, of course, is there. You click into the right Amazon for you, and that's like entering Amazon through our affiliate portal. Then Amazon knows you're coming from Free Talk Live, and that they'll send Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price. They're gonna make 100% of their profits if you don't go through shop.freetalklive.com. If you do go through shop.freetalklive.com, we'll get a cut. So please go and get your shopping done. Now's the time. If you want to make sure you get delivery before Christmas, you should probably get on this as soon as possible. Shop.freetalklive.com. That is if you want the free Super Saver shipping deals. You can always pay more for shipping, obviously. Again, shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at low, low prices. Every time I've gone there, I've always been able to get a lower price than I've been able to find anywhere else on the web. Usually I'm getting camping gear or knives. They've got a huge selection of knives there, flashlights, those kind of things. But you can get handguns, long guns, firearm accessories, ammunition, archery supplies. You know, of course, if you're going to do any hiking at all, you need water purification. They've got boating equipment, too. And they've got the best prices. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. You know how important that is on the web. Go check it out for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
So you've got an email from a listener of ours and supporter who is frustrated with her experiences with other libertarians being nasty towards Christians. And she's just barely touched into her email here, and we ended up on a side tangent about preterism, which you say that she is a preterist, which means somebody who believes that the events in the...
Preterist. I'm not great at this, but I don't know.
that the events in the Bible have already occurred, or the prophecies, rather,
yeah,
in the
all within the first two centuries AD.
According to Wikipedia, there are two different types of preterists. There's the partial preterist, which generally they don't believe that the second coming resurrection of the dead have occurred. And then there's full preterism, which means that all of the prophecies have come true.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's not something I was ever exposed to. But it goes to show that there's a huge gamut among believers. And this is
sure. This
is one of the reasons what I try to say on Free Talk Live, and I imagine to some extent is drowned out by my upset with people that talk about hell all the time.
She's not taking issue with you.
She's not. But
even though you tend to be kind of rough towards Christians,
I tend to be rough towards people who believe in hell. That's for sure.
Yeah.
When this post happened, and I think she's experienced this many times before, mm-hmm, from the impression I get. But when this post happened, it was basically just Christian bashing from the get-go. Mm. And I think that it's sort of a natural thing that might happen in the Liberty Movement. People who are in the Liberty Movement tend to be fiercely analytical. Their ideas are important, and we must come up with the right ideas. So they debate and hash it out. But in the process, they can sound a lot like a-holes. I think that's rough.
Well, yeah, okay, I agree with you there, and certainly when we're talking about Facebook posts, which I think is what spawned,
yep,
her frustration. You had posted something earlier today on our Facebook page, and of course, when people are protected with the anonymity, basically, of the internet, sure, your name's on Facebook, but nobody knows who you are.
They'll
behave in a different manner than they would in real life.
It's not just the anonymity, though. It's the not looking in someone's face when you're speaking to them.
Sure.
You're
protected by the keyboard and the monitor. You're not in the same room.
It's essentially a kind of sociopathy. You no longer have to, a sociopath wouldn't worry about what they said to somebody, mm-hmm, to their face, whereas you don't see their face, so you effectively become that, just this sort of emotionless, spouting off and whatever way. And
but I'd like to continue with her email, yeah, because it seems go ahead.
Yeah, she says she had a guy on Facebook just today say that she couldn't possibly be a Christian if she didn't agree with every sort of crazy, hateful thing that every Christian believes. And she's starting to get tired of it. She says, I'm starting to grow weary of it. I'm starting to say the heck with it all. I almost didn't want to do anything. I almost don't want anything to do with people like that. And yet, I'm tolerant. I'm non-judgmental. And loving towards them, being a Christian and a voluntarist seems to be a pretty lonely thing to be these days.
Well, I'm sorry that she feels that way. I don't see that as being the case, at least here in New Hampshire. I don't know what it's like. Look, if you're a voluntarist anywhere else outside of New Hampshire, you're going to be lonely, regardless of what your religious viewpoint is. So I would say solve that problem by moving to New Hampshire, where there are well-known Christian libertarians who are here. We've had, Varen Swearingen was the president of the Free State Project. He lives here in Keene.
I've offered him ample opportunities to come on the show. It was, he's just so busy.
He's a private pilot for
flying around the world, taking pictures of Mount Fiji.
Jet setting.
Yeah, he's having a blast, and so he's hardly ever here. But when he is here, he's with his family, and he's busy with them.
Yeah.
But Russell Canning, who is a personal inspiration to me, was at the Keenevention this year and sat on the civil disobedience panel. You want to talk about a really principled Christian guy who is a total, voluntarist, and
his wife too,
and all very, very devoted, devout Christians. Those people are some of, I really have a lot of respect for him. So, and I know a lot of other people do too.
But Michelle Seven was a Christian here, and she felt that she got a lot of sort of lashback for Christianity.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I mean, there are certainly people who have a chip on their shoulder, and you're one of them. To some extent, Mark,
yep,
about the things.
I think you are too,
buddy. A lot of Christians. Not really. Not so much. No, I don't really have any issues with Christians, especially ones that are real Christians.
Well, I'm not claiming I have hold on, buddy. I don't have a problem with Christians.
Oh,
I have
great.
A problem with the Bible. And
that's
I have a
fine.
Problem with the concept of hell.
Sure, but when you say I have issues with your belief system, that comes off as I have a problem
sure
with you
does.
Personally, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So, I don't have a problem with other people having certain belief systems. It's when they try to shove it down others' throats where I get the issue, where I have issues. But I don't see that coming from libertarian Christians. I don't see that at all. I don't feel imposed upon by them. I don't feel like they're entangling hell over my
not
head.
Not once have I ever felt that way.
No.
Like in all the liberty events I've ever been, I've never had that. Mm-hmm. you know, that Liberty Christian trying to shove their religion down my throat.
Michelle Seven never did that. She was a very devout Christian lady, and I liked her a lot, and we had her on the show, you know, every single week here on Free Talk Live. So, yeah, did she get some nasty comments from certain people within the movement? Probably.
But
probably.
You know what? Just about anybody, if you're going to be active and you're going to come to New Hampshire, there's always going to be somebody that gives you a hard time about something, doesn't like you for some reason or another. So, you know, this just happens to be a big one, I think. You know, Christianity can come up a lot. But for anything, you know, to a certain extent, you have to have a tough skin if you're going to play with a lot of people, right, outside of your circle. So if you want to step outside of the Christian circle, like your local church or whatever it is, you know, you're going to come up against some people that are going to say some things. And that's happened to all of us here have had somebody say something about us at some time, you know.
Isn't that part of, you know, having faith in this particular religion is being able to stand up for that belief system in the face, you know, in the face of the people that will talk down to you? I mean, certainly Jesus is a good example of somebody who stood up for what he believed in when a lot of people didn't like him for it. Now, I think that for the most part, people are pretty accepting, at least up here. But then again, I'm not a Christian, so I can't say, you know, that I can say I understand it from their perspective. But that's just been my experience. Whenever I see a Christian that I know is a Christian in the movement around other people that I know are atheists, everybody gets along fine.
Right. I've almost never had these conversations. I think 7 years ago when I first moved to town, Baron Swearingen and I went out on the town and, you know, at some point or another, we had a conversation about religion. It had been well into the evening of bowling and then food and then a couple of beers, you know, and before we started wading into that. And that's just over beer talk.
That's
at that
a natural progression. If you come in as if you're a Christian, you come into, let's say, Social Sundays, where 20 people every week here in Keene get together and hang out at a local watering hole. And
you think it's mostly a Facebook phenomenon?
Oh, absolutely. I think people behave differently on Facebook. But if you were to come to Social Sundays or any group gathering of libertarians and start trying to save people, then yeah, you're going to get pushback from the inevitable atheists that are probably going to be sitting at the same table with you there, because atheists do tend to be, I think, in a higher percentage of the libertarian population than they do on average. But if you just, you know, mind your own business and keep religion out of the conversation, odds are good it's never going to go there. You're not going to be upset or anything like that. But does she have more? We'll come back with that here in a moment. In hour number three, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts, your experience as well as a libertarian Christian in the movement. Tell us about it. Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.